Show on Sonic 1029.
Dylan Congos of the band Congos is on the phone. I'm really digging. Come with me now.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
For a lot of us, that is our introduction to the band Congos. You guys have been around for a while, though. Why don't you start off by giving us a little bit of history on your band?
Well, the history kind of starts with our dad and mom, but our dad is originally from South Africa, was a singer-songwriter who moved to London and had a few hits in Europe and Australia and South Africa, and he had four sons. Three of us are born in London, one born in South Africa. We grew up in South Africa, moved to Phoenix, started the band here in Phoenix, kind of got serious about music and as a band and released an album in 2007. This album, Lunatic, we released in South Africa in 2012, and it kind of took off and started a real actual career for us.
Your dad is a musician as well. Don't most people try and, like, rebel against their parents? Like, did you ever think, like, oh, I'm going to go the totally opposite way. I'm going to be an accountant.
You know, our mom had always said that we're going to learn music, like, kind of as another subject, you know, math or English. And there wasn't any pressure to get into a band, but it just started becoming fun. And we started playing music together and playing a few little shows and talent shows at schools and stuff. And we were like, yeah, this is cool. Maybe try to avoid getting a real job. And it just took off.
Now, Dylan Congos, you were in a band with your three brothers. Now, I love my family, but I feel like a week with them is a lot of time. I could not imagine living on a tour bus with my family.
It's, you know, a brotherly dynamic. I'm sure everyone who has family has those moments where you're at each other's throats and it couldn't get any worse. But then literally like 30 seconds later, you're back to being brothers and you love each other and you work together. They get on your nerves more than anyone can. But then a minute later, you're able to resolve it because you can kind of cut the crap.
Now, I keep reading South African band Congos, but I mean, you guys are in Phoenix now via London, via South Africa. Why do I keep reading? I know this sounds like a dumb question, but I keep reading South African band.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not something we really say. We never say that we're a South African band, although we definitely do identify with South Africa and our roots there. Our dad, having been born and raised there and having his musical success there, I guess our musical career almost started in South Africa because they embraced our album Lunatic so much. We toured there a whole bunch of times. At the end of the day, we're kind of a mishmash.
Now, Dylan Congos, what kind of music did you guys grow up listening to? What sort of inspired where you're at now musically?
I personally listen to a lot of like classic rock, a lot of singer-songwriters. Some of my heroes are Joni Mitchell and Jackson Browne, but a lot of music from South Africa, you know, different styles of music from South Africa, traditional Maskandi music, or we listen to Johnny the accordion player, you know, has been influenced a lot by Qawwali music from Pakistan, you know, with the harmonium.
Speaking of accordion, what made you decide that now is the right time to bring back accordion? Like, was there a part of you that kind of went, I don't know what people are going to think about this?
Yeah, there's definitely a part of that. You know, there's definitely the image of Lawrence Welk or, you know, polka music or something like that when you pick up the accordion. But we, on our first album, we were trying to come up with a solo for one of the songs and nothing was working. Guitar, keyboard, organ, nothing was working. And we had an accordion lying around and Johnny played keyboards and piano really well, so he picked it up, and we're just like, yeah, that works. And at the end of the day, like, it sounded good to us, and we weren't really concerned with what other people thought, but we couldn't deny the visceral kind of reaction and feeling that we had listening to a solo from an accordion on a rock song. We're just like, that, it works.
Is that kind of a weird thing, too? Like, this album, Lunatics, came out 2 years ago, and now the world is discovering Congos. Is it weird to be out touring this material and you're like, dude, we were there 2 years ago. Now we're into totally different stuff.
Yeah, it is, but it's one of those great problems to have, you know? You get to play songs that you've been playing for a while, and you get to refine them and get the show down. But, again, a great problem to have.
Well, you know, Congos are starting to build up quite the fan base here in Canada. Any chance we're going to see you in Edmonton, Alberta anytime soon?
I definitely think so this year. We're working on our schedule, and Canada is included, hopefully this summer.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us. As I mentioned, the album Lunatic, it's out now, and until that Edmonton date, I guess we're going to have to make do with your North American television debut, March 5th on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Now the nerves already kicked in again.
Thank you so much, Dylan Congos.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Catch this interview and other off-air highlights in this week's Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Free on iTunes and at sonic1029.com.